Want more stories in your life without adding to your TBR? That's where Audible comes in. I use it for the original novellas, the Plus catalog like Deanna Reborn's Veronica Speedwell series, and those audiobook sales that you can beat. Right now, Audible has a special offer for new and returning members. Click the link in the show notes to see what deal you'll get and start listening today. Welcome to the What to Read Next podcast. In this podcast, your host, Lori Amin, will interview published authors to chat about their work, journey to getting published, and their book recommendations. If you share a passion for books and always looking for your next read, then join us. Hi, Jasmine. Welcome to the What to Read Next podcast.
Hi, Laura.
So happy to have you here. So tell us a little bit about yourself.
So I am a spoken word artist. I've been performing poetry since I was about 19 years old, and fast forward several years, and here I am, almost 28, in the world of YA writing. Writing novels that are in verse, but also in prose as well. And just like so excited to see where in the world of YA I'm going to go next.
I love this. So what inspired you to become a writer? And just even how do you end up doing spoken word?
So I did not identify as a writer until like maybe I got to university. Mm-hmm. I was that kid who was walking into walls because I had a book in my hand while I was at the grocery store and out doing things and out in the world. Like I was just, when I found a book that I loved, I would lose track of time and space and everything around me. Mm-hmm. And I think being that kid who just loved storytelling as a reader, it was almost intuitive that I would want to tell stories later on in life. And once I got into university, one thing led to another where I discovered spoken word poetry as a listener, discovered it on YouTube and would just like share spoken word videos with my friends, and realized one day that I should actually try this out. Like I should actually give this craft a shot that I love so much as a listener, that I love so much as a viewer and as a reader, to see whether I have the capacity to do this thing that I love. So I gave spoken word poetry a shot in my first year of my undergrad, performed in front of an audience completely terrified out of my mind, but encouraged by my friends. And the feedback was so positive from folks who were at the event that I performed at and people who were around me that I was like, hey, like maybe I should carry on with this. Like maybe I should keep going. And I ended up taking a few creative writing poetry classes in my undergrad. Absolutely loved the workshop process and realized that in all the stuff that I was doing in English in my English degree, it was the creative writing courses that I had the most fun in that I was doing the best in. Mm-hmm. And you know, at that time I didn't realize that my love for this craft would lead to a career. I did not think that in any way. I thought that, you know, this was just something that I loved for myself and I would just carry on performing poetry for my own happiness and writing for my own happiness. Mm-hmm. And I was very pleasantly surprised to realize that, you know, this would be my life one day, that I would be sitting here with two books in my hands that I've written. And, you know, those things that I loved for myself are now bringing joy to others and bringing happiness to others. And that's been like the best part of this journey of, you know, becoming a writer is realizing that my words are precious enough to be held and read by others as well.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Oh my gosh. So what was your journey to get that first book published?
Yeah. So when I began writing poetry and sharing my poetry on Instagram, it was again one of those situations where I was just like, I don't know where this is going to lead, but it seems like the intuitive thing to do to share your work online where people can see it. And I love this concept that I could write a poem and share it on Instagram and someone somewhere in the world would encounter it without anyone deciding whether or not that thing that I shared was, you know, worthwhile to be read. But someone who needs that piece of writing will find it without a gatekeeper in the way. And interestingly, my literary agent, she actually found me because someone else that she followed had posted or reposted one of my poems onto their page. And she found my page because of that. And then we got to talking on Instagram and then, you know, we had a meeting after that, but it was through social media that she found me and that things kind of spiraled into like, you know, the book deal that I ended up with Harper Teen. And yeah, it's such a like, it's such a contemporary story of publishing, mm-hmm. Where, you know, my online portfolio through my Instagram really was the reason why I found my agent. And from there, when we met, it was just, we hit it off instantly. And we worked together to refine that proposal for When You Ask Me Where I'm Going, which was my debut collection of poetry and short story and artwork. And Tara Wakeham over at HarperTeen loved the manuscript, and she wanted to publish it. And she wanted to also publish my next book, which is If I Tell You the Truth, which is coming out in January. And that's the long and short of it as to how I found my way into the industry.
So how do you, let's start with the writing process. Like, how do you craft your, you know, your second novel has like some sort of like story about it, and is, you know, how do you go through the process of drafting it? Like, do you follow an outline? Do you see where the story leads you? What's the process look like for you?
Yeah. So with If I Tell You the Truth, this is a novel that is told in poetry, prose, and artwork. So it's very much a mixed media project. Mm-hmm. And I often find that poetry feels like my first language. It's the literary form that I fell in love with all those years ago. And it guides my practice to this day, even if I'm not necessarily writing in poetry, even when I'm writing in prose. It's poetry that kind of guides me and informs my character building. So for example, when I first try to develop a character, I find that I start writing poems in the voices of my characters, because I feel like I can just kind of dig deep into their minds, into their darkest secrets, into their innermost desires when I'm in that confessional poetry style. Mm-hmm. And from there, when I know them in that intimate way, then I can start kind of crafting them in prose more intuitively. And I'm very much a planner as well. Like, when it comes to novel style writing, like, I need to sit down and write out the entire skeleton of my story. That skeleton will change once I finish that first draft, but I need to have the whole story in front of my, just right in there in front of me, so that I can make sure that I'm not like getting lost halfway through and going on a tangent, which sometimes happens. Mm-hmm. But I like to create an entire skeleton. I like to know who my characters are before I even start writing. And then, of course, you discover so much about your characters, and you discover so much about the story as you write and as you finish that first draft, and you have a clearer insight into what the themes of your story are once you get to that final first draft page. So that's kind of my process. I have to know exactly what I'm getting myself into and what I'm getting my characters into, and then I can move forward from there.
Yes. And so what was the source of inspiration for If I Tell You the Truth?
This is a book that I think is inspired by so many things that I've seen and witnessed throughout my life. As a spoken word artist, a lot of my work is informed by issues of social justice that are personal and important to me. And this is a novel that speaks to so many social issues that I've seen within my own community, that I've seen within my friend circles, that I've seen my loved ones deal with. This is a novel about a Punjabi mother and daughter who are up against an immigration system that is not built for their safety. Mm-hmm. And they are simultaneously fighting against a powerful public figure who has violated Gideon, the mother, in an unspeakable way. Mm-hmm. And when I think about the daughter, Sahara, in this story, like, she is a young woman who is fired up and ready to take on the world and refuses to let this world silence her. And it just reminds me of so many experiences that I and my friends have had in our lives, where when we were young, when we were teens, and we saw things that weren't right, or we witnessed injustice, we were told to kind of go quiet about those things, mm-hmm. to keep those things to ourselves, to not, you know, rock the boat or just cause problems by speaking up. And in writing Sahara the way I did, I think that I was looking for like a release almost. I was looking for the right ending, because in real life, I don't always have the opportunity to speak up the way that she does. And I don't always have the opportunity to challenge things the way that she does and refuse to let injustice, wield its head the way that it does in our world. And that was the inspiration. I wanted to create a story that that allowed all of us who have been through those things and who have witnessed injustice take place, mm-hmm. know what it would be like if we were to stand up and not be thwarted by those who silence us in the process.
Yes, it's fascinating. I have to tell you, I absolutely adore it. Like, it's just like, it opened my mind and opened, it just reminded me, you know, of themes that are tough to talk about.
Mm-hmm.
Just basically just putting them in a page and just seeing the beautiful prose and beautiful poetry, like, you know, that is so like something hard to go through. So I have a question. So why write it as a YA novel as opposed to as an adult? Because it can easily be, you know, an adult novel, you know.
For sure. So I think that this title, it's like, it has its heart in YA, and it also, like, I think that it's going to find readers who are older as well.
Yeah.
Like, to me, this story, even though Sahad is a little bit older than high school, in some places in the book, she is still very much figuring out her place in this world. Mm-hmm. She is trying to figure out who she is, how she relates to her mom, as a daughter especially, and how she goes through those same kind of struggles that most teenagers are going through in life today with their parents. And what I think is interesting is that this age of majority is like, it's that technically in a lot of countries, you know, people or young people turn into adults technically at the age of 18. But I think like there are so many cultural layers to that age of 18 and what it means in terms of like the freedom that a teen has.
Mm-hmm.
So for example, like me turning 18, that wasn't like this huge turning point where I felt like I was an adult free to do whatever I wanted without my parents' permission, because culturally, like, that's just not how it works. So I was still very much figuring out my place in the world as a young person at that age of 18, 19, and trying to navigate what it means to be in westernized to be an adult, but in, you know, the eyes of my family, not so much. And I think that's where the age categories come from. Gideon as well, we meet her at the age of 18, and she's not your average 18-year-old. She has been through things in life that, you know, are very, very traumatizing, and they forced her to grow up early. And mm-hmm. and what I found interesting about writing her character is that she carries herself a lot older with the sorrow that she carries on her shoulders. But that is the truth for a lot of people her age.
Yeah.
That, you know, you're forced to grow up, and even though you are physically 18, like you have like years and years inside of yourself, and what does it mean to be that teenager that mm-hmm. wasn't able to be a kid and had to grow up fast, and is seen as the world as an adult because of like what they have to do, but like is still like, you know, that person that just needs their mom or needs a hug or needs, you know, the adult in the space to be the one helping them instead of thwarting them as they do what they need to do for themselves.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So what are some of your upcoming projects? What are you working next?
So right now I am just at the very beginning of a new novel, and I have been contemplating whether I want this book to be a novel in verse or whether I want it to be purely prose. But I think it goes back to that thing of poetry being my first language. It's mm-hmm. it's such a beautiful space for me to be able to create and imagine within. And I have a feeling that there might be some poetic inspiration in this book as well. But I'm working on a YA novel, a YA fantasy novel.
Mm-hmm.
That features a teenage Punjabi witch from the community where I grew up in Abbotsford, British Columbia, which is it's a suburban area, but it's also a farming town. And I wanted to write a book going, you know, off the same themes of If I Tell You the Truth, of celebrating women of color and celebrating, you know, the complicated stories of Punjabi Canadian women, of a young teenage Punjabi witch. And, you know, growing up, I was that kid who was reading Harry Potter and Inkspell and Inkheart and all those kinds of like magical books. And as a kid, I didn't necessarily even know that it could be possible for me to be in those books as like the brown girl, as the Punjabi Sikh girl. I didn't know that people like me could take up space in stories because I'd never seen that before. And, you know, being in the position that I'm in now, realizing that like I have the opportunity to tell these complicated stories, like Gideon and Sahara's and If I Tell You the Truth, and the character I'm currently working on, my Punjabi teenage witch, it's just the most exciting thing in the world. To know that there's going to be a generation of kids now who get to read these books, and they're never going to have that question or that missing piece inside of themselves of like, you know, do I get to go to Hogwarts, or, you know, do I get to be the kid who is the hero, the magical hero in this story? It's such an honor to be able to do this work, and I'm grateful for it every single day.
Oh my gosh, I'm so excited. Yeah. Punjabi teenage.
Yeah.
So I love it. I love the fact that you're broadening your horizon and you're sharing your culture at the same time. You're giving us, you know, a place to escape, you know, a different world for us to look for. So
yeah.
Awesome. So now let's go to a round of book recommendations. This is an opportunity for you to share with the audience what is your read next. What is your favorite genre?
So I am a huge fantasy reader. I love YA. Like, YA has my heart forever. And I have mostly been reading YA. But YA fantasy is like my happy place.
I love this. And so what has been a book you read this past year that you love?
So this past year, I've been reading a mix of YA fantasy and poetry. So one of my favorites of all time is Trista Mateer's poetry collection, Aphrodite Made Me Do It. And it's this poetry collection that reads very YA, that is told in the perspective of the narrator, but also in the perspective of the goddess Aphrodite. And it's all about self-love and self-care and romantic relationships and patriarchy and like challenging patriarchy. And it's such a cool collection because it's told in the perspective of this mythical goddess. So that was one of my favorites of this year and all time. The other book the other series that I've been super excited about is the Serpent and Dove series by Shelby Mahurin.
Mm-hmm.
So I read Serpent and Dove earlier this year, and I was just obsessed with it. Like, I was so, so excited about it. And I had to get my hands on Blood and Honey, which I'm reading right now. And I think I actually first fell in love with that series because of the cover. Like, I just knew that a cover that good, like, the story is going to be amazing. So I picked up that book and had no regrets. And it's now one of my favorites. And I just got an arc of Shannon Smart's, which is Steeped in Gold, which I'm just beginning right now. And that's been up there on like my most anticipated reads of 2021. So I'm so excited to dig into that one.
Oh my gosh, I'm so excited. Yeah, I have Serpent and Dove as one of my TBR because it has the tropes that I love. But it's like I have way too many books on my TBR. So you just added on to make it a top book for me.
Yes.
So, all right, tell us where you can find you online.
So you can find me on Instagram. My Instagram is Jusmun, JUSMUN. And I'm also on Twitter at Jusmun Kaur, JUSMUN Kaur, KAUR. And at my website, www.jasminkaur.com, JASMINKAUR.com.
Awesome. Thank you, Jasmine, for being on the show.
Thank you so much.
If you enjoyed this podcast, feel free to share with friends, subscribe, rate, and review the show. This is the easiest way to support this podcast. Once you connect with fellow romance readers and make new friends, get weekly book recommendations, attend monthly meetups, then join our Patreon community. You can join at whatyourextblog.com/Patreon. Romance lovers, check out Queen Bee Reads Etsy shop for cute and comfortable bookish apparel. The shop also features social justice apparel and fun items from some of your favorite TV shows like The Schitt's Creek and The Office. Use code WHATTOREAD10 to save. Visit whatyourextblog.com/queenbeereads. What's Your Next Podcast is part of the Frolic Podcast Network. Discover new podcasts to love on frolic.media/podcast. Thank you so much for listening and have a great day. Are you an author, publisher, or book-related business looking to reach passionate readers? What's Your Next Podcast is a perfect place to connect with an engaged audience of romance and mystery lovers who are always in the hunt for their next great read. Now, we're offering sponsorship opportunities. Whether you're launching a new book, promoting an upcoming release, showcasing a bookish product or services, we can help you get the word out. Let's work together to bring your books or businesses to readers who are ready to discover something new. Please visit whatyourextblog.com/sponsorships to learn more or reach out to chat about the perfect sponsorship or package for you. Thank you much for listening. Your next great reader is waiting for you.